think I was in a rush yesterday to get something to eat, so I cut Tanya off. So we'll let her ask the first question. I apologize about that. God, I was hungry.
I guess I'll start with Hopkins. How is he doing?
He came in the day after the game, Tanya, and he had symptoms of a concussion. So he's going through the protocol. I was told today that he looked pretty good. So we'll see how it is tomorrow. But again, he has to pass the, you know, the concussion test in order to play. So, but I was told he feels and looks pretty good today.
Was he able to be outside, or does he have to stay inside?
No, he was out there.
He's out there. Well, yeah. That's a good sign.
I would think so, John. Not being a doctor or anything, but sounds good to me.
You said to ask you every day about Grimes. Is he any better?
Grimes is getting better. He's definitely getting better, and that'll be more of a end of the week game time decision.
Have you thought about, you guys have this streak where you're going against all quarterbacks drafted among the first, second, or even third, other than Tannehill when you play him, eight, all are among the top three, which I've never seen a streak like that. Do you think about that at all, going against a high pick every week at quarterback?
I don't think I think about that. I try to evaluate the player for what I see him as on tape, and when you look at Jameis Winston, you see a very, very good young quarterback that's got a quick release. He's an accurate passer. You can tell he's learning the game very fast, played much better in week two than he played in week one. You can tell he's working very hard. We knew that. You know, we knew that he was a hard worker just from studying him during the draft. But I don't really think as we go from in opponent to opponent where they were drafted.
What did he do better the second game?
First of all, they ran the ball. They ran the ball better, and I think that's a big part of what they're doing. You know, they have a very good running back in Doug Martin, so he was able to be in manageable situations, and he made good decisions with the ball. And you can tell that, you know, he understands coverage a little bit better. He understands fronts a little bit better, and he played better.
What has Mallett done better? What have you seen on film that makes you see the positive things as you move forward?
Yeah, Mallett. I would point right away to a couple of things, John. I would say the first drive of the second half last week, not to rehash last week. I really don't want to do that, but I would say that first drive of the second half was a very, very good drive. He was accurate. He was in command. He just got into a rhythm, and that's what we need to see more consistently from him. And I think this week's been a good week of practice for him. You know, I thought today he went out there and had a really good day. So, you know, those are the things I'm seeing right now.
In terms of,
you know, last game, John, you know, just thinking about this, is it's only the third game he's really played in the NFL. And so, you know, with the two last year and then last week's game. So with his work ethic and continued practice reps, things like that, you're hoping that you're seeing a guy get better and better.
How much of a priority is it to get the tight ends involved? It seems like when you have used them, they've been successful, CJ and Garrett, and how much would you guys like to ideally get them more involved?
Yeah, I wouldn't label anything necessarily as a priority. You know, I would tell you that the play is called and then the read is made, and if they're in the read, which a lot of times they are, and they're open, then they're going to get the ball. You know, Garrett Graham made an unbelievable touchdown catch last week. You know, CJ's caught a seam pass. You know, so do we look in every play like how are we getting the tight ends involved? No. We call the play based on what we think the defense is going to be, and then we throw to the open guy.
Bill, could you talk in general about how you view things if DeAndre can't go and how you work around all that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, it'll be that whole philosophy, Mark, which is the philosophy of really the whole league, is it's the next guy up. So I would say in that position there, you've got obviously Nate and Cecil. Then you have Keith Mumphrey. Chandler Worthy will be up for the game, and possibly Jalen Strong. So, you know, the next guy's up. All of those guys have had good couple days of practice here. So, like I said, Hop's feeling better today, so hopefully he'll be ready to go. But we won't know that probably till later in the week, and we just go with the next guys.
If Grimes can't go, would you add Richardson? Could he get up quick enough to learn what
I would say no. I would say no.
You'd be comfortable going with the two?
There's other guys we could use back there. Let me put it to you that way.
Like Brosh?
No.
No.
I mean, at fullback.
You gave him the ball a couple of times.
Yeah, at fullback. I mean, I love Jay Prosh, but.
What?
Never know. I think I'd have to check with Mr. McNair on that one.
In the offensive line, How hard is it to run the ball when you're having to make so many changes and you possibly could make more changes in this one?
Yeah, I mean, you know, those guys, with the addition of Ibushi and, you know, Lamb being a rookie, it's not like those combinations have all played together a long time. That's not an excuse. We do a lot of things in practice to move guys around. I really feel good about where they are after 2 days of practice with the different moving parts and Dwayne not being in there. So, you know, I think these guys are working really hard. I would tell you that obviously we did not run the ball well against Carolina. We ran it okay versus Kansas City, and we need to run it better. We need to run it better. That's bottom line. But everything goes into that. I guess what I'm saying is I wouldn't put all the onus and the blame, so to speak, on the offensive line. I think that they're playing pretty well with all the moving parts that have gone on there. Take a lot of pride in those guys and who they are and their versatility. I think it's everybody. It's the quarterback getting us to the right blocking scheme. It's the backs running the ball, all those different things. Tight ends blocking, so everybody's involved in the running game.
Bill, how frustrating, if at all, is the fact that you don't have Dwayne, that you don't have now DeAndre's out with a concussion situation, you may have him, knowing that some of your top offensive players have been unavailable for practice?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't waste time being frustrated. You know, that's the nature of the business. You have a 53-man roster and a 10-man practice squad, and it's a very violent game, and guys get injured. And so you have to be ready. If you wasted all your time thinking about how frustrated you were that, you know, some of your better players were hurt, then you're not doing justice to your team. And so the thing that's important for our guys to know is, hey, look, one guy goes down, the next guy's got to step up and is expected to do the job. They get a paycheck too. So, you know, it's important for our guys to understand that. And I believe they do, you know. So the guys that have filled in for Dwayne, you know, they've done a decent job. And go on down the road, you know, the guy that whoever, if Hop can't play and somebody has to fill in for him, they'll do a good job. So that's just the way it is.
Does your defense need to play a lot better for you to win?
You know, I think that everybody needs – look, John, everybody's got to play better. We all got to coach better. We all have to do our jobs better. It starts with me. You're going to get the same answer every time. I mean, I've got to do a better job. The coaches have to do a better job. It starts with those two groups of people, or that guy, me, and then the coaches, and then it goes to the players. The players have to go out there and do their jobs a little bit better. If everybody takes that approach, we'll be in good shape.
Is there an impact on Clowney's power depending on his stance, and is that something that you guys evaluate?
Depending on his stance relative to his actual stance at the line of scrimmage? Yeah, we look at that, Tanya. I would say that there are certain stances that for him right now are probably more comfortable than others, but he can play on either side. You know, he's a very athletic guy. It's probably a better question for him, actually, but I see him being able to play on either side. We're moving him around a lot this week. You know, he'll be in different spots, and I haven't seen any spot where he hasn't been moving well.
One last one, Aaron. With the outlook now, with Jadeveon having this increased workload, it does affect playing time for Whitney Mercilus. Just your thoughts on Whitney's role going forward, and also just John Simon, how he's doing at the other linebacker spot.
Yeah, I think you got those three guys, Aaron. I would say that it's somewhat of a three-man rotation. Sometimes it's Whitney and John in there together. Sometimes it's J.D. and Whitney. Sometimes it's J.D. and John. You know, I think that all of those guys have really played solidly. I think everybody's got to play better. I think we've all, like I said to John, we've all got to coach better. We've all got to do our jobs better. But I see that as being still a three-man rotation.
Thank you.